Barry DePlissy coming to you from PCA 2024 here with the Cigar Coop Coalition. We're rolling deep this year, guys. We got Coop getting the scoop over off camera. Ben Lee behind the camera as always. Aaron Nielsen always getting those amazing photographs. But yes, we got Trip Waldrop and Dennis Fang doing their own thing with Let's Get Pairing. But we're right here, right now with the incomparable Jeff Hogan, founder, creator of none other than Crux Cigars. Jeff, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Hi, guys. How are you?
Jeff, Crux has been absolutely a staple for humidors across the country for the last few years. You've been building this brand. You've gone through so many changes, so many transitions, building this from scratch on your own, bringing in family like Casey and all your fantastic team. You know, it's just been so incredible to see your story grow and these incredible cigars come to market. The last one that we saw was the Crux Habano, Epicure Habano, that you released just a while ago, but there are three very exciting things coming later this year. You're celebrating a milestone. You know how I am about milestones, 10 years in the business. Tell us a little bit about stories.
As you mentioned, it will be our 10th year. And we started a long time ago with the understanding and the vision that we're gonna grow this company decade by decade. And so here we are, our first decade later. And you mentioned some of the changes, some of the things that we've done. We're always trying to learn as a company. We're always trying to improve. We're trying to look through the eyes of our retail customers as to how can we be the best possible retail partner? How can we be easy to do business with? And so here we are 10 years later. I wouldn't say a full circle, but we've learned, we're growing. The heartbeat, the pulse of Crux is doing extremely well. And so we do have a few new projects on our innovation calendar, which will launch later this year, August, September, and October. One of them you and I were just talking about was the Passport. And the Crux Passport was one of our original blends when we first released in 2014. It has an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. And when you're blending cigars and you're making projects, a lot of times you want to make projects that are going to sell to the end consumer, right? So you build what fits the market. Sometimes you build a cigar that's something you love, that you're truly passionate about, that's something that you want to do just for yourself. And that's where the Crux Passport originally came from. It is my personal favorite blend. We produced it. Unfortunately, we had a few issues with wrapper and some things years and years ago. Since then, we've improved the blend by using the same combination of tobaccos, but elevating it, working with Nestor Plasencia and growing some of that tobacco in Yamastron and Nicaragua that's now truly special. So I view it as an elevated blend in the Passport, and it's something that I like, and hopefully your natural customers will find it. I know you mentioned that you liked it as well. So that's Passport.
Take us back on a little trip with the Passport. I really admire the restraint that you've shown over the years, Jeff. You've been very calculating in the way that you've gone about things. Like you said, you're always looking to improve. You're always looking to learn. And it's clear. And your success is obviously a fruit of that labor. So one of the things that this word gets thrown around, especially a lot in this room, trademark, has been the Marblehead size, the classic 109 Cuban size, that is something that you've done across a lot of your different blends in a lot of different ways. And you're paying with a nice little homage to that size, to that trademark, by releasing something that I think is really cool to the everyday consumer as well.
Right. Originally, I just like the shape, particularly when you got on larger ring gauge cigars. Having that Marblehead, which is nice and round, like you mentioned, the Cuban 109, it gives you a couple things. It allows you, it's on larger ring gauge cigars, it creates a little softer feel in your mouth. And then the second thing, it allows you to adjust your flow control, similar to a torpedo. Cut a little bit off for a firmer draw, a little bit more off for an easier draw. We had our own molds built, so instead of the classic Cuban 109, where you take a torpedo mold, you hand trim that cap and finish, we actually have molds in just about every ring gauge with that Marblehead shape.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so what we're trying to do, yes, we do own that trademark for Marblehead. So we're going to push that out in a price point, a little lower price point. So it's a little more of a volume. It's available everywhere. Okay, so the Toro is going to be a 6x50. That will retail for $8. And the Gordo is a 6x60, and that'll retail for $9. So that's the Marblehead. It has a Habano wrapper. And it could be a line that extends past, you know, a medium-bodied cigar. It certainly could be a Connecticut. It could be a Habano or a Broadleaf. These are all projects down the road. But the first thing we want to do is build the project, It will be set in trays of 60, so there'll be display trays, 3 points of purchase, 20 single cigars. You'll have 4 or 5 packs bookended in the middle of that tray, and on the end, you'll have a unit of 20, which is basically four of the 5 packs, okay? That will have some of our new innovation acrylic packaging around it, and we'll share that as that project comes out. Like I said, it's all done, but we'll have photography here in the next couple of months, and we'll start pushing that out to you guys.
That's beautiful. One of the things I've really have always loved about you, Jeff, is the background, how you came into this industry, building a retailership from the ground up to ultimately releasing your own brands. And I think what's really impressionable about Crux is that you not only have the end consumer in mind with a fantastic product, amazing tasting cigars, but you also have your customer, the retailer, in mind, making decisions like this tray, for example, the presentation. That is a real big nod to the retailer who's got to make your product stand out among thousands of other offerings that they may have in their humidor. And I think it's something that you've obviously very, very conscious of, and it's very evident as well.
Well, thank you for saying that. I mean, we're always trying to learn. We're always trying to do better. We're in the business of creating experiences and just listening to the end consumers and listening to our retailers to see how we can be better. And that's what we work on as a team every day. And, you know, we try to usually take that path least not travel, and sometimes we overdo things. And we are calculated, but we take a lot of time and make sure that the moves we make are moves that are going to stick for, you know, long periods of time.
And speaking of experiences and everything, I mean, we talked about celebrating 10 years as a brand. So you've got another special project that's coming out later this year to honor and celebrate those 10 years. Can you give us any insights into that?
Absolutely. So, yes, as you mentioned, this is our 10 year, and we wanted to celebrate our 10 years. Our first decade, which is just a very short period of time for how long we want this company to be around. And we want it to be around generationally. And so that first decade, as we mentioned before, it's so important, but it's a culmination of all those efforts, our successes, our failures, and so we wanted to produce something special. And so we're going to produce a cigar. Once again, that project's pretty much complete, and it's not going to be available everywhere. A little higher price point, offered at $25 retail. But next level packaging, certainly, as far as the tobacco selection, we have tobaccos that are 10 years old. The very best of the best rollers. We're looking at producing cigars less than 200 a day per pair, as opposed to 400, which most factories probably go for. And we're just going to take our time with it. It's going to be something truly special. And that will come out later this year as well, I believe right around October.
Well, again, that's a nod to your days as a retailer. No doubt you've seen so many anniversary cigars that should have been hits and were complete misses. This is something that you obviously have put a lot of thought into and are making truly special and memorable, not only as a celebration, but also something that can be enjoyed by all of us who are Crux fans as well.
Thank you. Yeah.
Very exciting stuff. Jeff Hogan, everybody. Crux Cigars. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.